the political side of it, and then there's the real story.
There's a lot to unpack right there. It wasn't quite the interview I thought that was going to be.
There's a reason for it.
This will be officially my favorite podcast I've ever done.
I can't remember what led to the Key to the City. Like, what led me to talking to you about the Key to the City? Like, I don't want to go into all the graphic details because that was kind of a weird night. But, like, what led to... didn't you guys go off with those people? That was so weird.
With the strange
couple. Yeah. That was so bizarre. That was a great hotel, though. I like that hotel a lot.
Hotel X, yep.
Yeah, or 10X Hotel, like kind of like...
Yep.
It's really built up on like a hilltop.
Yeah, it's
I don't know
gorgeous.
If you guys know. Those of you who... like the city of Toronto, which I happen to love the city of Toronto. It's really amazing.
And it has views of the water, like crazy views for the whole city.
And the race is great. There will be there again this year at Indy.
Yep.
And, but the hotel is kind of up on the hill. That was great, by the way, because were you there? Did we, you know, Alanis Morissette and I share the same photographer.
Yes.
So Alanis gave us 8 tickets and, or was it 6? And then she invited us. Yeah. Then she's going to take us backstage. But I'm a huge Alanis fan. So I was like, I was so enamored, like right up in the front, like maybe 6-7 rows back. But you were up in backstage, right?
Yep.
And so just that weekend was so weird. It was all
so random.
A bunch of stuff
perfect.
Happening all at one time.
It was so perfect. You brought us into the thing after, into your pit. The next day after we
really?
Met in the hotel.
Oh, yeah. But you brought us to some place in Toronto. It's like you knew the whole place. So clearly you're from there.
Yep.
Because you were at Lake some House. Sort of other club, right? That was connected to the... So I liked... It was very eclectic. I mean, and you got there... There's like a restaurant connected to the amphitheater.
That's right.
Right?
It's called Lake House. So it's like a private membership club above Lake House. Or sorry, above Budweiser stage. So you get the concert and then you go upstairs and it's like food and private bars and it's the whole she effect.
So what's cool about you is that you said, I'm thinking about setting up a Key to the City in Vegas.
That's right.
And I was like, the guy's full of shit. Like, oh yeah, he's gonna. And then you're telling me about the Key to Toronto.
And I always carry one, by the way. So I always carry a key with me, as I'm known for this in Toronto, because I never know who I'm going to meet. So my rule of thumb was always anywhere I'm at, I always carry a key.
That's these things right here.
Yeah,
right?
And this is the Toronto one.
Is that
actually.
Toronto? That's Toronto.
The Toronto one, the original.
And then this is Montreal. Cool. Okay. So you got 3 keys to the city right now.
That's right.
And you, reason I asked you to come on the show is because, I don't know. We developed a friendship pretty quickly.
Very quick.
And it was a random friendship, like random.
You saved us from the weird couple, actually.
Did I?
Yeah. And we met in the elevator and you saw my key. And
yeah,
I
but
gave
what the
it
hell
to
is
you.
That? Oh, yeah,
I
yeah.
Gave it to you.
That's
you
right.
You were the guy I gave it to.
Right. So you gave me the key and then I'm like, what the heck is this?
That's right.
And I didn't really understand. Even recently, so we have a RISC-ON conference every year and I said to you, well, if you're going to go to Key to the City in Vegas, I'll buy the Key to the City for Vegas. This is this new one. So if you came to the RISC-ON conference, last year, F1 weekend, every attendee, right, Christy? Did everyone get one of these? Everyone got them in the gift bag,
or from me, yeah, I was
or from
around.
You. And it's really beautiful, actually. And I
Thank
actually,
you.
I saw in here you had the car. You kind of have the whole city described, right?
We even celebrated. If you look closely, we put little things in there, like tell a story with the football. That's
the I
Super
see the
Bowl.
Football. I see. The race car, I see the win, the Encore, Bellagio, and
look at the
Paris.
Look at the stadium. It's really fitting now for the Vegas Golden Knights.
I saw some people hanging it here. Like,
it's become a wearable, actually. I was at a pool at Encore, and we're like, is that our key?
I thought what was cool was that you've made the marketing kind of like eclectically, like no one knows about it. You got to be a friend to be a friend.
Speakeasy.
But you just had this big event where like a bunch of people in Vegas showed up, but they had to be a key holder.
That's right. Or a guest of a key holder. Yep.
Or a guest of a key holder. So
which kind of made it kind of cool because one thing I wanted to create with this was not just like a curated program, but I wanted like this community of key holders that could then get to meet each other.
It tells you that I fly at 100,000 feet because I was too stupid to understand that it's not a discount program.
No.
And that is a big difference. And I want people to understand it's only recently, even though I gave it away, and should I tell this story about how stupid
I love
I am?
It. I love it.
I'm really stupid because I said,
scared.
I'll take 500 of those. I thought they were like, it tells you I shouldn't be managing money, I guess, or something. Because I said, 500 of those, that's $5,000. Really, no, it's 50,000. Whoops.
It's a good spin,
but
though.
I thought it was a good help to get you started, right?
I appreciate it and love it.
But then I went to some places. You're in a bunch of places in Vegas already, right?
33 right now and growing, but we're really careful. Super.
But it's not a discount program.
No.
We're going to come back to that, but you guys have got to pay attention to this because this is not one of those things where you buy, you know, you've seen those, like you have a blue book. It was like a coupon entertainment book
yeah.
for something off, like, you know, or Groupon. It's yep. not that, which no. is cool. You know, it's a really cool idea. I don't agree with you. I think you should be in all 50 cities. You should be everywhere.
We're going to be.
I know. I mean, you've been around 10 years, right?
Yeah.
And you're in three cities.
9 years. Yeah, crazy.
I mean, is that called slow growth? Is that organic growth?
Very, very organic.
Because I know your numbers and you're doing well.
Yep.
I mean, you and a few people run the company and your numbers are fairly stellar. And I also don't agree that I think the app should be universal, but I guess
we're fixing that.
Your argument
will be, it'll be able to choose a city within the app,
but you're in Vegas, Toronto, and Montreal.
That's correct.
Would you tell us about how, you started it?
Yeah. So I was in the shower. It's kind of weird. It's a funny story. I always get
to this. I take showers for 30 to 40 minutes.
No,
you're not supposed
half.
To live in Vegas. I know, but you're not supposed to live in Vegas. Like you're like a big gigantic waste of water.
I'm a water user.
This really is bad. Not the place for you.
It's really bad. I have a recycling bin that collects the water and reuses it while during my shower. No, I don't. That would be cool.
Dude, anyway, if you take it, when I was a kid, maybe I took an hour and a half shower for whatever reason.
Well, you know your happy spot.
What?
You have a happy spot. So my happy spot's a shower where your mind just somehow everything becomes clear.
In and the shower?
Ideas hit me. Yeah, it's really weird.
How'd you come up with the idea?
So it was funny. When my previous company, we created the world's first. It was actually Google Street View before Google Street View. Mm. So I have a patent pending for that, but it was patent pending. But we ended up creating a product that we wanted to create, a loyalty thing that spoke to that actual business. And it was a guide that toured you around to the best of the city, same kind of concept, but without the perks and benefits. So I was like, do we create a card? Cards are easy, simple, throw a slap a name on it, sell them. And then it kind of hit me in the shower. I was like, okay, cards are dead. No one wants cards. This is in 2014. So I knew cards they were on the decline. No, you couldn't give a card away. I mean, we got Air Miles cards and they were dying, but I knew that loyalty would go stratospheric, and it did. And I came in at the right time. It was funny, the week before I launched, and we've been working on it for a year, Rogers Communications out of Canada, they're huge.
I know them. Yeah.
They launched a company called Vicinity Rewards, and it was a card. And they launched the first hospitality program in Toronto around what I was doing, but mine was obviously built differently. There wasn't discounts. Theirs was discount based. They were old school. And I knew right then, I was like,
No one's really doing what you're doing, right?
No one's doing what I'm doing. And it was funny, originally it was going to be a key to the city card. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute, we're back to a card. That's just stupid. And we're going to do a plastic key. Then it became a metal key. And by the end of my shower, I was set on a metal key. And then I had to figure out how an NFC chip would work. And that was phase two. But
you don't have an app where the people cannot carry the key, right?
No. So one of the other rules when I first started this and back in 2015, again, I wanted to go back to physicality. I felt like apps were becoming, everyone had an app, and the apps to me just didn't feel the same. There's a feel to the key. It adds a
certain weight, right?
And if I got rid of that, now what am I? I'm just another app. And what's the cool factor then? Anyone could do it. What's nice about it also scared off competition, because competition look at it and go, well, he creates a nice key. So it's really hard to say, let's do a card or another key and an app. It's not the same.
So what's it called? Flight something?
Flight Club.
Club. Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah, they take it.
It's one of my favorites. One of the most redeemed spots right now in Vegas.
Well, I think the first people to use it was someone from Risk On.
Yep.
And they were pretty excited.
Actually went from your Risk On conference that night straight to the place. And to be honest, I kind of bit my nails. And I'm like, it hadn't been launched yet officially. It was only a few venues taking
it. I hope it works.
Yeah. I was like, oh God, I hope it works.
Fly Club is where you play darts and stuff like this. And I know that they love it. I want to go back to you, how you created it though, because you talked to me about how you went back and forth on making the key and billion revisions and stuff like that. Like, talk about the resiliency of that, because that took you a while, right?
Yeah, polishing, rebranding, and, you know, the brand was, we knew the brand was on point. Our packaging used to be a clear cellophane or like one of those gift cards. It would hang on the shelf was the idea. And we went from there in the first year right away to a CD format. What was cool about the CD format, I just always liked CDs. I grew up in the 90s and the CDs were cool. And I didn't actually think of CDs being a throwback, but we're getting a lot of love of late where people are like, did you think of this as a CD? Like, we love CDs. They love the throwback, and they thought it was intentional, and it wasn't intentional. It just happened to be in a CD case, but it was super cool. But yeah, so we repolished the brand. We had to figure out how the NFC chip, which is the unique number on the back of each key. We only make 2,024 keys in Las Vegas, and each key is uniquely numbered to you. So we wanted to make it where you could tap. So our next phase is actually a check-in app where they'll tap it at a host stand. It'll greet you by, "Hey, Mr. Alt, welcome back."
Hey, those of you who are part of RiskOn 360, the Global Success Conference, who got one of these as a gift, there's a special message coming out for you directly, and obviously we're recording this now. Tim's going to have an important message for you on how to use this, because my understanding, Tim, is that the keys are only good for 1 year, right?
From activation.
So, but they've got to activate in 24, right? So they got this gift to them in November. We'll come back to that, but yep. They got to activate, right?
Yep, for sure.
And you're able to track who activates, stuff like this?
Yeah, that's actually how we send invites to these special secret parties for key holders.
Mm-hmm.
And then I announce new ones, obviously.
Kind of fascinating, because you always guarantee the original price, right?
Yep.
So you got people back 10 years ago that are paying a lot less than today, right?
Yeah, Toronto, we started, the original concept was $25 a year. And, you know, you just want to prove concept. And I always promised this grandfathered rate. It's crazy. I'm making no money.
Don't you have to say to them, if they want to cancel, like, you should sell your membership?
Oh, people are so proud. Our keep rate on those, anyone from the 25, even up to the 150, we're at 250 now in Toronto for their key. But that original rate, yeah, they just don't leave. They know.
So if someone gets a key, what do? They activate it. They're on the app. What can they do with it? Talk about why this is not a discount club.
Yeah, what we wanted to create was a kind of a hospitality, it is a hospitality-based program, and the idea was to promote the best of each city. So we wanted to create a locals feel thing. So everything we add is specific and intentional, and the idea was, we know our user base, we know who are buying our keys, and we know their age range, and we know what they're wanting. So the idea then was a lot easier. So we choose the places that are hot for locals versus tourists, which Vegas wasn't used to seeing. We heard a lot of love from LVCVA, who got keys for their best clients. And
sure.
You obviously,
yeah.
And we've been hearing a lot of love about that, because we came in with a very different approach. Tourists will follow the locals, because I want the locals best when I travel.
Sure.
I don't want the tourist traps. So that was kind of where we went with it. So we found the best of each city, and you can use your key in another city and get their best when you travel. So it became this network, and as we grow, it'll just be exponential.
But in terms of gift versus discount, about that, because that's what I'm saying. Like, I remember, like, if you have this certificate, you get a free popcorn or something,
right?
Or you get a discount off of, you know, buy one, get the next one half off. But that's not the deal.
No. So yeah, we want to keep it cool. You're right. It's we wanted to create this cool program where discounts, I felt, cheapened it. We wanted to keep that class and that VIP exclusiveness. So the idea was, we would negotiate perks with the businesses, the restaurants, spas, shops, hotels, nightclubs, and events. And essentially we make deals with them where, hey, we'll market you, and we're going to send our key holder base to you, and they're going to do business with you, but you got to recognize them. So we call them recognition moments, VIP recognition moments. The idea was, you feel special where you show this key when you check in, and you're given a gift right away. It's like a complimentary 90 minutes of dart play at Flight
Club. So that's what I thought. I thought Flight Club is giving away 90 minutes.
Every time. You can go every day. Six people, up to six people with you. It's crazy.
That is crazy. Obviously, the model there is that you're going to buy food from them, right?
It's $120. They usually charge $20 per 90 minutes per person. So it's $120 value every time you go in, and you just feel special. It's like this, I'll buy my drinks. We have key holders writing us going, I take my girl on my dates there all the time, because it's perfect.
Jesus. So how do people get the key to city, and when are you going to go to other cities? You're in, I've said this multiple times, Toronto, Montreal, Vegas.
Yep.
What made you choose Vegas as your first city?
So Las Vegas, one of the reasons was actually with you, because we had conversation about it. And I was like, you know, I really like Vegas, and I think it'd be a really good first city in the U.S. And it just, there's nothing that speaks VIP than Vegas.
Right.
But the problem with Vegas, what I learned here, and why we've done so well, I believe, is there's VIP in Vegas is a loose word. It's a loose term. People are just, they throw it around with everything. It's VIP, yeah. VIP, and nothing's really actually VIP. But this is VIP. You're skipping lines and going through secret doors and getting complimentary appetizers when you dine out. If you go to Mott 32, they have a glass of champagne for you and your guest and a secret appetizer. And it's these kind of, and Jing does an amuse-bouche from the chef and a round of drinks for your entire table.
Really?
Every time you dine in. It's this whole thank you kind of thing. And it's
how do you get them to do that? How do you get the vendors to do that?
Well, we trade. So, you know, I call it a true partnership. The idea was that, you know, we don't come looking for money from you. We're not going to charge you for marketing. We're going to send you our members. They're going to do business with
us. Oh, and spend it on the members. Mm-hmm. Right. Makes sense. Makes sense.
I make my money from my members and they make it from our diners.
It's very logical.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the next city you're going to go to?
Ooh, that's a toss up. I'm looking right now in Nashville and in Texas. Texas, I say Texas because we're torn. I'm torn between Dallas, Houston, Austin. I don't know how to put this together. There's DFW and then there's, I got to do some homework.
It's a big place, Texas. Big place. Yeah, that's a lot of area.
We got a lot of questions about Miami, obviously, and San Diego. We even have people offering to open them with us. So it's interesting.
I think Miami would kill it.
Miami would kill it.
Yeah, Miami would kill it. Probably kill it in New York too.
That was supposed to be my next stop, but I've learned that there's anchor points that work really well. So Toronto, we anchored it with Montreal, and so we're looking for an anchor city that works with Vegas. But Miami also comes to Vegas a lot, and vice versa. So I think it'd be a fine anchor spot. Some food for thought.
Yeah, I don't know what an anchor city for Vegas would be. I mean, there's not much around here after that.
Right,
Mesquite probably not.
Nashville really does kind of speak to
Nashville is the next place to go to. Yeah, that's just booming. All those bars up and down Nashville, that's a really big opportunity.
And we've got Old Red here now. They're already making their footprint there on the Strip with Blake Shelton's bar.
Yeah, I'm mesmerized that they were able to build that right in front of Bally's and now Horseshoe.
Yeah.
So the economics are always strange to me on these kind of places because they build an entire infrastructure. It was like, remember Rainforest Cafe?
Oh, yeah.
It was like, you can barely make money in the restaurant business, let alone putting shit all over the place that's like animatronics and different things. It was like, your infrastructure cost. I always thought that of Cheesecake Factory too. You got a big footprint, a gigantic menu that's like as thick as you can be, but they print dough. They've figured out a way to do it, right?
That footprint's massive.
So you, I mean, to me, I actually wanted to talk about the reason. I mean, really reason is you're here is because I'm mesmerized by anytime an entrepreneur does something, does it for 10 years, makes a business out of it. I know what you make. You're doing a great job for yourself.
Thank you.
Very lucrative for you and the staff you have. Of course, you live in Canada. Sorry about Trudeau. And
well, I've been living in Vegas for the last 6 months.
I know. But the reality is that you got to pay the Canadians part of your money. So you make a lot of money and then you give it to the government for your great health care.
They like to take our money.
Yeah, I bet they do. www.key.vegas. It's weird to not say .com.
It's very different.
www.key.vegas.
Yep.
And talk to people about activation. Because if they got the key to the city from the conference, what's the story about them having to use it or they lose it? Can you walk them through that?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, you get a year from activation. So whatever year the key says on it, if you activate it, let's say by June's a good number, a good time, you would actually get a full year from that date. So that whenever we stop basically offering the rest of the keys that are left, which aren't many left actually on our, we made only 2024 keys. So once they're activated, that's it for the year. And then you got to wait and pre-order for the next year. But those who got a key from yours have until the end of June where they can actually activate their key and they'll get a full year from that date. Actually, I'm a doer.
What's weird to me is that when we were at dinner the other night, you're talking about people that I guess you must have had to meet. Did you meet these people through me?
You know what's funny?
Because you have people you're friends with now. I'm like, wait, how do you know my friend? So how do you know my friends?
Vegas is such a small city. As you know, Vegas is a small city.
Sure.
But your conference was amazing. I met so many contacts, 100%. But it was funny. It was a combination between that and just obviously coming in and learning and talking to locals and going into restaurants. And that's what I did. So I spent 6 weeks going to restaurants on my own, meeting locals at a bar, talking to people, asking what they'd like to see, what they thought of the key. So those kind of things. And then when I came back, I was ready. I was armed. But you know me. I like to meet people. I just love people.
Sure. There's not really a market. So this is obviously this podcast plays everywhere. But there's not really a market where they're going to go buy sort of a global key to the city, like a key to the world, right?
No, but each key as you buy them, they actually unlock each other's cities.
Oh.
So the difference. So someone could
buy, if they're going to Vegas, they should just buy the Vegas key,
correct.
Right? Which is key.vegas, right?
Key.vegas.
They just type in key.vegas and then go buy it. What's it cost to buy it? Like if you just want to randomly buy it online?
Yeah, the early adopter rate right now is $350. It ends in, I think, a week. And then it goes up and it'll be $500 a year. And then it'll go up from there.
$500 a year to have a key?
Yep.
Is there an outer limit? $500 a year.
And that's low. We're
is that low?
Yeah, we're actually getting a lot of people telling us. To be honest, it was kind of a, we didn't know what to charge.
So
it was
more than $40 a month.
Yeah, which isn't crazy when you think about
it. About $10 a week.
Think about the perks, not too bad. You go to that flight club once and that's already 3 months.
Hmm.
And then if you go into other places, I mean, we've got, you know, Encore Beach and Zouk and IU and all these other clubs. And
what do you get for Zouk?
You actually save, there's no cover. You get VIP expedited entry for two people, you and a guest, and you skip the line, which is invaluable. That's already $150 every time you go.
Oh, you save money at Zouk's in, because I tell you, anytime I go there, we spend money.
And skip the line, to me, I'll pay the cover anywhere. Skipping the line means something. It's like, that's the real one.
Right.
You don't want to wait in line.
Do you have XS too or no?
Yeah, we have XS and Encore, and we're also now onboarding some other ones, including, I should mention these actually. We've got the new one at Durango, Bel Air Backyard.
Oh, I like Durango a lot. That's a great new casino.
It's really nice.
I think it's called George's, the sports bar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that place is great. Yeah, Durango's a great hotel.
Great spot.
It's like a Red Rock place. Very good.
And we even have cigar lounges.
If you're in Durango, then does that mean you're going to be in Green Valley?
Yeah, so we're aiming for that, and we're not dealing with Durango in specific, but we have their venues within Durango.
Oh, got it.
So yeah, we're definitely interested though.
So someone could just buy the key to the city, and every time they come here, they could use it. And then any other time that there's new keys to the city, they could use it too.
Yeah.
So I guess in theory, you could just use it up while you came to Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. And you could return. So it's nice as if you know, especially businessmen, we even tied in the LA airport, or sorry, Las Vegas airports. So we have the airport lounges there, the club, LAS. So they have T1 and T3, and you get preferred rates going in for you and all your guests.
Any strip clubs? I'm sorry. Any gentlemen club? I mean, any, I don't know what the proper term is. I'm not politically correct. Any nude clubs?
Yeah. So, really quickly,
Sapphire
actually just
Darren's
was
place?
Last night. Yeah. As of last night, we have a deal with them, so that'll be coming out soon.
Was it like a free lap dance?
No.
Oh,
the stripper might hurt you.
Yeah. Ouch.
So they'll let you skip a line. There's a secret access hotline to get their pickup. You skip the line, you skip the cover for you and a guest. And there's actually going to be a happy hour, open hour, where it's open bar for a key holder and your guest every time you go there. So you'll actually get complimentary open bar.
Shut up.
It's crazy.
Really?
That one's crazy. And if you
just
go
the cover at Sapphire, I think it's like, it's I wouldn't bucks. Know. I haven't been there in a while, bucks. But it's like $50 to go there, right?
Each person. And after that hour of open bar, if you go early enough, you get that every night. But every time you go after that, if let's say it's at 1 a.m. or whenever you go, a complimentary drink on top of your entry, which is amazing.
It's maybe one of the, it feels like one of the stranger podcasts I've done, because I know you and we're talking about your product. But I do want to cover as we end this, to talk about you being an entrepreneur. Like, have you always been self-employed, or what have you done in your lifetime in terms of, by the way, I'm mesmerized with how old you are.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say how old you are, but I always thought you were like in your 20s or early 30s. And so
some new
mesmerized by you, that we're closer in age than I thought.
I'm part vampire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But what's your history in terms of how you became an entrepreneur?
So I never worked well for people. I knew that when I was young. I really liked marketing. I liked creating, and working with people just got me excited and coming up with new ideas. And I used to give my ideas to places I worked, and I always got bothered deep down. I'm like, why am I giving you the idea when I could just do it myself? And they never really appreciated most of them. So,
right.
So I was like, that's what kind of got me going. So when I was a kid, well, my dad kind of led me that way. When I was 10, he had me selling sports cards because I love sports cards. And he got me into the sports card collecting and then selling. So he'd take me to sports card shows all around the country and we'd sell cards, and he saved all the money in a college fund for me, and I had a good dad. So that got me into it. And then, like I said, I started creating when I got out of school. I just knew I had to do my thing. Disney, actually, I got hired by Disney to work down in Florida. So it kind of helped me along the way here.
What did you do down there?
They hired me out of school. I was a year and a half placement. I got to study the way of Disney, and I didn't know how valuable that was. They didn't pay well, but the times there, the fun, and just putting it on a resume, which meant nothing to me when I got home, because the resume didn't mean anything when I'm going to start my own. But it did get me serving and bartending jobs, because they'd see Disney and I would jump the line. They're like, we have a Disney guy. I'm like, well, I didn't work Disney serving, but that's cool. So it was.
Yeah, my wife worked at Disney. Did I ever tell you that?
No, I didn't know
that. No, she worked for ABC.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it was called SoapNet. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she worked in traffic there. Stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Crazy.
So you're recruiting very good people.
Great photographer.
You can go sign up online at key.vegas. And we're going to send all of you members of RiskOn 360 who have been to the conference a little video on how to do it. Tim and I are going to film something for you so you know how to turn this on.
So to get the Vegas Key mobile app, you'll want to search Vegas Key in the App Store, so for Android or iOS, and then basically you'll be able to download it here. You'll see it right there. I've already downloaded it, obviously, so this will pop open the app for me. For you, you're going to have to just make sure you sign up, activate your key, and you'll gain full access to the mobile app. And you only have to log in once. One login creation, the app actually recognizes you the next time, which is amazing. So that's how you find it. The App Store, you'll search Vegas Key, and it'll come up for iOS or Android. So you wanna hit the Las Vegas Key. Once you've downloaded it, you search for Vegas Key, and this is the mobile app for Las Vegas Key to the City. Once you've signed up for an account to get through to this stage, this is the homepage. You can scroll through featured partners and basically see some of the partners that are rolling through. So everything from Barry's to Sphere, Mott32, all the way down. It even has featured events coming up. So this is where you'll find your featured events that will rotate and add constantly throughout the year. To search somewhere, you want to go up to the little icon on the top left. And what you'll do now is you get an option of home, VIP benefits, VIP events, the keyholder dashboard, which gives you access to special access tickets and events, things that only keyholders can access. And then you can activate your key or you can add to your profile. You can even order a key here if you want to get a key for a friend. That's how you order a key. So we'll go to VIP benefits. So you see how that works. So this is going to first show everything that's nearby first. So it's programmed to know what's closest to you. And this kind of populates that way. So we can go to map view just by pressing map. You can scroll out and click on each item, or you can go back to the list view and it'll take you to list view, and then you can scroll, which will let you see based on what's closest to you down. Or you can go up top here where it shows dining, entertainment, nightlife, and you can scroll across here to drill it down even further with categories, genre, and all that good stuff. So that's kind of fun. And then when you click on each spot, we'll click on Flight Club here. Click on the Flight Club and it'll bring you into here, which will actually give you access to points where they are, tells you what you're getting because you're a key holder, and you can contact them, fine print just in case there's any rules, and you can call them, visit their website. That's for every partner. So once you've accessed the app and found the partner, it'll tell you everything you need to know. You can always go back and you're back to here. So this is the landing page. Again, when you come in, you can go to list view or map view. You can scroll by area or by genre category. And to go to the next option, you just press that little icon in the top left, and it'll offer options of the VIP events or benefits. We'll go to events next. This is where it'll populate your events coming up. This is obviously a new partner launch with Zook. They're on until April 28th with a special launch thing. So it'll tell you what it's doing. If we have special keyholder events, that's where you're gonna find it and you'll get access to that. We'll go backwards again, go back to the little icon on the top left, and then you're gonna go to the keyholder dashboard. Keyholder dashboard's really cool in that this is where you get access to tickets for shows like Cirque du Soleil, it's Comedy Cellar, where you meet the comedians after the show. They give you the access point here, Atomic, really cool show, Atomic Saloon. And then you've got access to buying access for the club, which is the airport lounges. This will explain how you get into Excess and Encore, and on and on and on. So that's another part of the web app experience. Activate key. If you haven't already activated your key, you can do that within the app as well. We'll go back here, we'll press profile. This is where you can upload your own avatar, link your TikTok, Instagram, obviously put in your phone details, your key number, and basically it's our way of keeping in touch with you and ensuring that you get all the invites and notifications that you'll wanna get. That's pretty much the app in a nutshell.
Tim, I'm going to say it right. Gordanier. Did I say it right?
Yep.
The Frenchman from, where are you actually from? Toronto?
I'm from Toronto. I was going to say, by the way, that what I loved about Vegas the most was it reminded me of Toronto circa 2014, 13. And it was the fastest growing city in North America for real. And they're now at like 6.8 million, 6.9 million, I think.
Toronto is great.
It's a monster. But it was hot and it was cool and super awesome. People were out there. It was new and exciting. So many things happening. And that was before everything kind of took a nosedive from the pandemic and things changed. I believe in government, but here I am in Vegas, and I'm going to be honest with you, it feels like Toronto 2013 in a good way. And
I will say one thing for sure. Tim, you are the epitome of risk-on. One of the key things in is risk-on is relationships, and you definitely are setting those up all over the world.
Love it.
And then you never give up. So you've been on this for the whole time, right? I mean, you've 10 years of dedicating yourself. You're at three cities.
Eat, breathe, sleep.
Right.
You're a doer, which I also respect. And I'm a doer. And you just do it when you want something and go for it.
Yeah, we just hit it off like that quickly, right?
Yep.
And that's really kind of how it all happens.
Yep.
People wonder how it happens. It just happens by you just speak, right? So I noticed not only did I give out a gift of your key to the city, but you also got a charging gift here, like risk on, right? I like this here.
I use that personally.
Like that?
Oh, you it do? Has not caught fire yet. It's amazing.
You do this personally.
It saved me.
Hey, you guys, the conference is coming up 24th, 25th, 26th in November. It's F1 weekend. It's at the Rio Casino, the all redone Rio, $500 million of expansion. Go to riskon360.com and you can sign up there for tickets. Riskon360.com. It's on Eventbrite too. And I think they're running a special. I would definitely get it now because, by the way, we've sold more tickets. The conference is in November. We've sold more tickets already than we have all of last year.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Well, the word was good because I told you this privately. I was the best conference I've ever been to.
Oh, wow.
I just met so many people and it was dynamic.
Yeah, but you said I blew you off, but I was so packed then. I wasn't trying to blow you off.
You were busy.
And Christy had me running around everywhere and everyone was like, oh, crazy. That was a crazy go.
Didn't blow me off, but I was supposed to be on stage and I'm like, I will eventually talk to you.
You're going to be on stage this year. That was a mistake. And this year you will make sure we're going to make sure that people open their phones, turn it on, yep. Sign up, et cetera, yep. Et cetera. But we had RFK Jr. there. We had Pam Bondi, Attorney General for former Attorney General of Florida. We had active Attorney General for Utah, Sean Reyes. We had Florida, I think Attorney General. It was crazy the number of people we had there. We had we had Tucker Carlson there. Yep. We had Adam Corey there. We had Charles Payne, Tim Story. It was sort of
such
endless.
A lineup. It was a lineup.
It was a massive lineup. We are a networking conference. So you get to meet and talk to people. It's F1 weekend. If you sign up and you're a VIP, you get to F1 viewing party the night before. We had Jim Meyer there, the former chairman of Sirius Satellite Radio, who sits on the board of Charter. We had big time people there.
Don Ahern.
Don Ahern was crazy. There. That was great. That was really fun to have. And crazy. There's a guy who sold his company for $2.1 billion. And he actually came out, I mean, he actually survived bankruptcy with that thing. Before that, we had Alex Rodriguez, Damon John. It's gaining a lot of momentum. I'm mesmerized.
It's amazing.
Right.
I actually know a friend just literally told me, he's like, I bought tickets to that risk-on thing. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Awesome. Let's go, for
let's
sure.
Go.
Tim, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You're a good
really
friend.
Appreciate working with you. Yeah, good to know you.
Love it, man.
No, I'm going to explain to you real quick. Reason for it.
So I did get that right.
Yeah, right.
That is right.